and welcome to International Report. No fewer than 23 teenage students committed suicide in a single week in April in the Indian state of Telangana after they failed their high school exams. Thousands of others also failed to make the grades, sparking a scare amongst politicians running for office. And as public protests trouble Telangana amid national elections, the spotlight has once again fallen on the nation's archaic education system. Vikram Roy has this report from Delhi that's presented by Michael Fitzpatrick.
On April the 25th, a 16-year-old whose name has been withheld became the 23rd suicide victim since exam results were announced on April the 18th. He was among 328,000 children who failed the national exams, which qualify successful students to enrol in universities. The government ordered a rescoring of test papers of students with failed grades amid fears of a fresh rash of copycat suicides in Telangana. 50,000 others have applied for re-verification of their results. Parents insist that the test was marred and that the printed results are the result of error. Bella Raja is among the rising number of student counsellors now seeking an overhaul of teaching practices to prevent classroom suicides in India, where schools post a dropout rate of 30%. Indian teachers often goad students to memorise entire chapters ahead of exams. Some discourage reading outside the classroom syllabus. Here's Bella Raja.
You cannot memorise so much. You can't memorise entire textbooks and reproduce it in your examination sheet. You need to have a conceptual understanding of the theories that come in your history or geography or science or whatever. You need to know. And if you can't do that, and that is also not being taught.
The opinion of student counsellor Bella Raja. Last year, a survey showed that 60% of teenage students could not read the time from analogue clocks. Child rights advocate Samir Dalwai warns that traditional methods of memorisation are putting India's 250 million school-going children at risk.
Well, this education system hasn't been brought from Pakistan or China that it's our enemy. We've cultivated it, and hence the main issue I feel is society as such is moving from a very fatalistic society that we were in the past towards a very result-oriented society. And when we know that the population is so vast, the resources are scarce, the number of seats are less, then it puts a lot of pressure on you to score that particular number that you need. And hence, unfortunately, we've lost the journey and we're only focusing on the destination today.
Child rights advocate Samir Dalwai. Indian students must also brace for stormier days, warns Mahesh Vyas, who heads the Centre for Monitoring Indian Economy think tank, as 11 million employed graduates were fired following the collapse of India's already tottering job market.
2017 was bad, but 2018 was much worse than that. So there's a steep decline in employment. So we are seeing large-scale discouraged unemployment, which means people who came to the labor market, tried to get a job, did not find one, tried for some more time, and then gave up. So when they give up, they leave the labor market. They don't even call themselves unemployed. They just say, we are not in the labor market. We're not looking for jobs anymore. And that is the most distressful part.
That was Mahesh Vyas, the head of the Centre for Monitoring Indian Economy think tank. Last December, national statisticians put India's unemployment at a 45-year high for the year 2018. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi banned the embarrassing report's publication, but it soon leaked. Deepak Parekh is chairman of India's largest private bank, HDFC.
Whoever comes to power will have to spend some time on and how to improve the infrastructure. Capital spend is slowed down and we have to have more capital spend, more manufacturing facilities. Only then will employment take place. Employment is happening but in service sector, which is not highly paid, lowly paid jobs like delivery, home delivery, warehousing, logistics. So that type of employment is there, but we need to have jobs in manufacturing sector.
That was the point of view of Deepak Parekh, the head of the HDFC private bank. A promise to provide plentiful jobs after school propelled Narendra Modi to power in 2014. But the lofty promise has since vanished as the politician seeks a second term in office with a set of brand new pledges.